Well, this morning's message is the Holy Spirit, the guide and guardian of our life. I'm reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, where Jesus says in verse 16, I will pray, or I will ask the Father to give you another comforter or helper, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth. Do we not want the Spirit of Truth about everything in our life? Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. The believer should be able to receive the Spirit of Truth. Neither does the world know him, but you know him. For he dwells with you, and he will be in you. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Everything the Holy Spirit has to say to us, do for us, should bring us comfort. That's how we know it is the Holy Spirit. Then, in John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus said, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. In verse 13, Howbeit when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. You know, Jesus says about the Holy Spirit in verse 8, When he comes, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. You might wonder, well, you know, the Holy Spirit has come. How has he done that? Well, I think by our presence. A life led by the Holy Spirit shows to the world that sin is sin and that sin is wrong. By our presence in our life, righteousness can be seen for what it is and something how wonderful it is. But the Holy Spirit, guide and guardian. A guide is someone who leads you, shows you the way. But what about guardian? One who is guarding over your life, protecting you at every turn, maybe even protecting you from yourself. Guide and guardian. The Holy Spirit is a vital force. The Holy Spirit is power. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power. But when we think of the Holy Spirit, we know we're talking about power. That word paraclete is used, the comforter, the helper. What does the Holy Spirit do as a paraclete? He represents the world of reality to us. In him, the world of God is present. In Jesus, and will continue to be present in his word. The Holy Spirit in the disciples. He is in the disciples. words. The disciples know the Holy Spirit. They know Jesus. So that our both Jesus and the Holy Spirit were sent to the disciples by the Father. The Holy Spirit abides with the believer forever. He is the only one who really discloses Jesus to us. God is spirit, and those who come to him can only come by means of the Holy Spirit. I am thinking a lot these days in view of our mentoring sessions that are related to the Matrix movies. I'm thinking a lot about the word ask. We are to ask the Lord for what we really need. We ask the Lord for all the things we feel we need, believe we need, but it's good to ask the Lord for what we really need. For the Lord to reveal to us the real need. Our real need is always in our spirit. And so, we need to understand this. We struggle so much. We strive so much. We have so many destructive habits that we're bound to. We struggle to break the habits we grew up with. And then we suffer the pain to change. We need the tools, which are principles. We need the tools in life that guide us and give us understanding of the workings of nature and consciousness. We all have desires. Jesus says, what things soever you desire, ask and believe. If you believe, you will receive. So desire is the energy of our spirit. Desire energizes us, gives us the energy to go after what it is that we are desiring. Everyone needs or wants things. We all seek answers to profound questions or the answers to how to deal with immensely challenging issues in our life. We go, the scripture says, from childhood to adult, we should go. Many have never left childhood to go to adult. Paul says in Romans, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I acted as a child. I did the things that children do. But when I matured, I put those things away. I became an adult. I put childish things away. What is he really talking about? Well, I go from needing maybe a parent's love or someone else's love, to needing God's love. Important to have, know that I need God's love. From wanting toys to desiring creativity. Success in our life depends on who we are and not what we do. All the source of our achievement is in our spirit, the inner man of the heart. But to know the Holy Spirit as guide and as guardian, he guides and he guards by way of the spiritual principles. The Holy Spirit is a gift, the gift from God. And he works through the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that set us free from the laws of sin and death. This is how he works. This is how he guides. And this is how he guards. Through these principles, which are our tools for success. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are given the Holy Spirit to affect our life. He enables us to succeed in the natural. He enables us to serve God and serve man. He enables us to defend, to acquire, to succeed, and to gain, all by the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which set us free from the laws of sin and death. And these are laws embedded and created in nature. Consider the lilies of the field. They do not strive or toil. These are the ways of the Holy Spirit. Do not strive. Do not toil. There's a better way. These are the ways the Holy Spirit guides us and guards our life. Yes. But our own spirit, the scripture says, must be nourished. And when our spirit is nourished through living according to these laws of the Spirit, and when our spirit is nourished, we have the ability to love, we have compassion, we have capacity to be joyful. We are of great help to others. And you then find, through aligning yourself with these laws of life, you find your life's purpose. You have a sense of being truly connected to God. And through the Holy Spirit, you can hear the Lord. You can talk to him. You can know him, and you can take direction from him. The gift of the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual dimension in life and inner fulfillment. All the seeds of the life of God are in us. And when we respond to his nature, we water those seeds of life that are in us. Now, in order to have a strong working connection with the Holy Spirit, we need to know the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We need to know those spiritual laws or principles. And when we abide by those laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, we put ourselves in harmony and in union with the Lord. This produces in our life a very different result, a very different kind of success than what is achieved by struggle and striving. Yes, people can achieve by struggle and striving, but it gives them no sense of inner fulfillment. This is the difference. So the important reason that we need to know these laws of the Spirit of life is that they put us in touch with all the inner workings or mechanisms of nature as God has created everything to be. As God has created life, life and nature are one. Aligning with life as God is life. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, is the best and highest way of asking God for something. This is a very, very important truth. This is the key to knowing yourself and becoming aware of your own being and learning how to get in touch with Christ in you, the hope of glory. Getting in touch with the power that works in you. The laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus serve only one vision: to cause us to have consciousness of all things, to be aware of all things that are about us. The more conscious we are of the presence of God within us and of God all around us, the more we have abundant life that Jesus came us to give us. Let the Holy Spirit be guide and guardian. Guard those principles. Live by them. Understand them. They are the same as nature, because everything in creation is one with the Creator, is one in agreement with it. So let us not try to put a square peg in a round hole. Let us not try not to go against all the things that have been ordained to work for our abundant life. because this is how we find ourselves. When we are in violation of those things, because we haven't come to know the importance of them, then we are lost. This is the amazing grace that the Holy Spirit sheds into our life and comforts us at every point and enables us to know ourself in Jesus Christ. Amen.